I dream of blood. It drips from my hands and splatters on my face. The coppery tang of it is in my throat and nostrils. I am sitting in my bed, my feet tucked beneath me, clutching a man to my chest. His blood soaks the fine linen sheets. He pulls away to lie back on the cushions and stare up at me with grey eyes. His gaze holds mine, filled with pain and bitterness, but also, strangely, gratitude. I shudder as his blood runs across my belly. It is hot and drains from him far too fast. The light in his eyes dims as his spirit departs. I do not know who he is. I only know that I love him more than life itself, and I have killed him. I woke to a hand on my shoulder, shaking me gently. My lady! It was Isnefret, one of the women who attend me. The other two, Karis and Sadi, stood behind her. It is time to leave. As I rose from my bed, the dead man's face was still fresh in my mind. He had blonde hair, which curled around his ears in soft wisps, yet we Egyptians are dark-skinned, with ebony hair and midnight eyes. I wondered who he was. I hoped I never found out. In my dream, my heart was breaking, even as I slid the knife into his belly. I felt like I died with him as his blood soaked my bed. I held him in my arms during his final shudders, and once his spirit was gone, I kissed his face and closed his eyes. There is another ending to my dream, one which comes to me almost as often as the first. In that version, the man lives. He smashes rocks with a heavy mallet. Sweat drips from his brow. I see only a glimpse of this future, nothing more than a moment. Is he building something? Clearing rubble? Ever since I was a young girl, I had dreamed of different futures. I never knew what decision I made would result in which outcome, and it was often not until later that I even realized the significance of what I had done. My thoughts were interrupted as Karis straightened my dress, tugging the skirt so that it fell more perfectly around my ankles. Sadi touched up my makeup, adding kohl around my eyes and rouge to my cheeks. Isnefret adjusted the placement of my wig. Once all three of my ladies were satisfied with my appearance, I left my chambers, surrounded by my personal guards. Isnefret and Karis trailed behind, chattering quietly between themselves, while Sadi remained behind. As I walked, the images of blood and death began to fade, replaced instead with thoughts of another dream that was heavy on my mind at present, for like the one in which I killed the blonde-haired man, I had dreamed it several times. In one future, our city, Akhetaten, stood strong and proud. Its whitewashed buildings gleamed in the sun. Its people were fed, well occupied and content. The royal tombs in the cliffs that surrounded our desert city were filled with the bodies of my family, and our dynasty ruled Egypt for millions of years. In the other future, the city had disintegrated. Not a single wall stood taller than knee-high to show what the city had been before. Strangers, foreigners, walked amongst the rubble and destruction. The royal tombs were empty, their contents looted, the bodies gone.